Farming was tough in the 80s, and former Beach, North Dakota FFA member Greg Lardy knew he wouldn't return to the farm. It was his FFA advisor, Doug Van Erden, who encouraged Lardy to stay in agriculture.
He stayed in Beach through my junior year, and then transitioned into a role with the State Boy Ag Program after that. But this was a tremendous influence, and I would credit him as probably one of the main reasons I pursued an ag major at college, because of his interest in, developing students and making sure that they could see some career paths in agriculture.
Lardy is now the North Dakota State University Associate Vice President for Agricultural Affairs and helps lead NDSU Extension.
You look back and think of the influencers you had along the way. Obviously, as you go through, teachers and parents and those sort of things come to mind, but there's typically, in your lifetime, maybe, two or three that really have a profound influence on you. And I would certainly count him as one of them in my life that, really was instrumental in getting you to at least to a point in your career and developing that interest. So that's something in I would say is his legacy, for not just for me, but for a number of others.
Red River Farm Network's National FFA Week coverage is sponsored by the Minnesota Agricultural Education Leadership Council, Corteva Agriscience, Proceed, Bayer, and Nutrien. Follow the Red River Farm Network's National FFA Week coverage on Twitter at RRFN and on Facebook. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Randy Conan for the Red River Farm Network.